from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening!
It's the Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm! Stay calm!
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine!
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
4 o'clock here in the Music City, so you know what time it is. Time for the Afternoon Stretch on this Thursday afternoon. Hope everybody's doing well. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Remember, you can always get involved, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. If you want to call in, it is the best way to get in. Sometimes, Bruno, I feel like it's just another day. You know what I mean?
Today, mark it down, is going to be one of the worst shows in history.
Do you like bad radio? You've come to the right spot. We got a lot of stuff that we are going to get into. Today, we'll get into our week. What NFL week? Or 13? We're in week 13 now?
I'm the wrong person to ask.
It's crazy. I'm the wrong person to ask. Ray's the right person because he knew it right off the top of his head. But week 13... that we're going to get into later in the show. But NFL news breaking right before the show, Bruno. So we talked about it, when was it? Three weeks ago when the story broke? That The chef, personal chef of Antonio Brown, had come out and told a story about how Antonio Brown has been faking COVID vaccination cards.
And all Antonio Brown had to do was pay this guy, right?
And I wonder how much it was he had to pay him.
Probably can be more than like $20,000 or something.
Something he probably has.
Yes.
Like the amount that he has. And we all kind of, I mean, I'm.
It's not worth missing three game checks.
Oh, for sure. And I'll say just for me, I won't talk for all of us because I really don't remember. But I know for me, when I thought this, I was like, okay, this is a bunch of malarkey. This is just somebody trying to get a dollar. Turns out it was super true. The NFL went through and I guess they have a way to completely check and log how all these COVID tests and Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I told you they logged them all.
Yeah, I had no idea. I had no idea how that worked. I mean, I assumed, you know, everything's logged nowadays, right? It doesn't matter.
You really think they were going to log like your COVID test?
I just feel like if they were logging it, like, wouldn't the Tampa Bay Buccaneers like have a way to check that themselves too?
Well, I'm sure. I don't even think it's a team issue. It's like a whole NFL issue, right? It's like a
problem. Right.
And I guess the NFL is silly enough to trust the players.
So it is Antonio, because he's not alone in this. Antonio Brown, Mike Edwards, and John Franklin III, who's actually no longer on an active roster right now.
And he will not be, because if any team signs him, he has to wait 3 weeks.
Yeah, so it's, of course, you might know John Franklin III from Auburn. I think he was recruited by FSU, but his big name thing was going to...
at his lowest level of football.
Yeah. We're hearing a lot of Greg Pogue in the studio right now. I don't know what's going through the mic. But his big name, John Franklin III's big name, was Last Chance U. That was his biggest claim to fame.
Is it good?
You probably won't like it.
Yeah, probably would not.
I've seen a lot of like former college.
That's why I haven't watched it.
Yeah, former college players and just players in general hate it because these guys are uber talented, right? Have all the world, like they have the world coming at them, but they still refuse to do the wrong thing. So I've seen a lot of former college players say, I can't watch it because it's just, you know, I was never that talented. I wanted that so bad, but couldn't get to it. And these guys are just pissing it away, essentially. So
yeah.
Some it works, some it doesn't. But he's nonetheless, he's joining Antonio Brown and Mike Edwards for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to be suspended for three games. The next three games, they will be ineligible to play. I'm actually surprised. This is the first act, I think that's what I saw come across, that this is the first time the NFL and the NFLPA have done anything together on the COVID protocol of suspension. This is the first time that's happened, this entire thing. I'm surprised it was that little. Three games in the grand scheme of things, really in that big of a deal. And the way the NFL...
Tony Brown was already hurt, so...
I mean, yeah, he was probably missing next week no matter what. there was a lot of people that, you know, you go, you think about it. Before the season started, they were talking about how all the fines.
Kind of crazy,
everything.
Though, right? Because Aaron Rodgers, he's unvaccinated and he's openly unvaccinated. Antonio Brown lied about it, but.
Which is better?
There's not going to be that same outrage for Aaron Rodgers. Like, Aaron Rodgers still gets clowned by, like, the Twitter, like.
Woke mob, just say it, yeah.
Yeah. He still is like a constant butt of their jokes. They're like, oh, Joe Rogan should be the personal trainer for Aaron Rodgers, which would be funny. But Antonio Brown, we're all just going to be like, yeah, it's him being stupid. And then, you know, go about our day. Why do we expect so much out of hippie Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess people don't look at Antonio Brown.
How does LeBron connect to all this?
There you go. That's hot take radio at its finest.
Oh, my God. I'm so good at this stuff.
Yeah, it's so easy. I don't know. I guess because people look at – well, the NFL definitely looks at Aaron Rodgers as somebody that can be – you know, kids are going to try to follow and pay attention to. The NFL doesn't want anyone to look at Antonio Brown and say, you know what, act like Antonio Brown. You know, they don't – they don't want Antonio Brown to be the role model of, you know, the youth watching the game.
Did you see Ian Rappaport's tweet? Sorry to get totally off topic.
No.
This is hilarious. From NFL Now, the hashtag Seahawks signed, obviously, running back Adrian Peterson, comma, what do you think the finishing part of that sentence is? Another sign they are in win now mode.
Did he really say that?
Yeah. I remember now. I saw
another
that.
Another sign there.
That's awful.
I mean, just instantly. Just he no. Does he know? Does he know he's doing it for the clout? Is Ian right?
Has to be. There's no way. Those checks
that's
get
gotta
so
be
fat.
It's got to be sarcasm from him. A little smidgen. Yeah. There has to be.
There has to be a part where he says it and he's like, he takes a little bit of a breath. He's like,
"That someone said it. You know exactly what you were doing with this tweet." Yeah.
That's all it is, though. You know what I mean? Like, that's literally all it is with some. All we know that, though. We know that this business causes it. Like, we need to do more of it.
I know.
It'd be so easy. It's not hard. It's just saying a thing, knowing what the opposite of that thing is, and agreeing with the opposite to piss everybody off.
I know that. You don't got to tell me. I know. I have to find a hill I don't mind dying on.
I feel like Ryan Tannehill is the good one to do that right now.
What do you mean?
It sucks that the Titans are on bye too, by the way. I mean, it's good for them. They really needed it. Like, they needed to not play this week with all their injuries, but I don't know. It feels like this week is like not only coming off Thanksgiving, we're already in that like that metaverse of like we don't like how things are going. So it feels like everything's slowing down for the year, which it is. But then there's no Titans also, so it feels like there's nothing happening this weekend, like sports-wise, in my mind at least, even though that's not the truth. But it's good for there's a lot of high school state championship football.
Who plays tonight in the NFL?
It will be the Cowboys and the Saints. Cowboys and Saints are getting back-to-back Thursday night games, right? Because Thanksgiving was last week. They both played in, and then this week is
out. That is correct.
Yeah. Lucky Ducks. Alvin Kamara is out.
And they both lost last week.
Ah, so somebody's forced to win, but they could tie. I always say that. I'm like, somebody's got to win. And then in the middle, I'm like, oh, yeah, you can tie in the end.
This is true.
How stupid. But, yeah, that's actually not going to be that bad of a game. Taysom Hill's going to be the quarterback. We'll talk about it later, obviously. But sucks at Alvin. You think Alvin plays?
He doesn't play. He's out.
I know. I'm saying, like, again the rest of the season. Like,
I don't see any point why he should.
It just seems like he's not going to. This seems like the whole Christian McCaffrey stuff from last year, where it was like, he might play. And then, you know, he's in practice. And then comes Thursday. Oh, he's out. He's doubtful.
It just doesn't work out in my head how you practice and then you're just like, nah, I can't play. It doesn't make sense to me.
Do you think it's the player's choice or the team's choice?
Well, in my experience, being the lowly, I don't know, kicking bag of most teams, it's, hey, if you want to play, you can play. If you don't, we're going to fire you. What kind of stupid choice is that?
Yeah.
But I feel like when it comes to Christian McCaffrey, I feel like the team's like, nah, man, just
do what you want.
Christian McCaffrey, just go sit down and play. Well, no, you don't have to play for me, please. You know?
So it depends on the player, right? I mean,
well, yeah, like Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara, yeah. Those are like the upper echelon of NFL players just in general. So teams have to.
Julio Jones.
Julio goes and tweaks his, like, I mean, he runs one route at practice.
My toe.
Like, my leg fell off.
My toe.
my whole leg just fell off. Do you think this is the end, going back to the Antonio Brown situation, do you think this is the end? Like, do you think
holy
more what? People pop up?
Oh, no. No, I feel like no one's stupid enough to think they can get away with that other than that guy. I really
well,
don't.
Well, three people did, apparently. Well, and that's and just Tampa found, Bay in general,
and
right?
And they found that out. That's the end of that ring. If there were
you
more.
Think so?
Yes. If there were more, they would have. Because they.
Who did the chef cook for? That's where
you
look.
Athletes aren't smart. They all text each other. And I guarantee you other athletes knew what Antonio Brown was doing. They're like, this guy's out of his mind, right? And so those are only three stupid enough to get caught.
It's just crazy. Three games. You know, that's it's just the way the NFL has set up this whole like COVID situation, the way they seem like they all these judgments, how serious they were, and then it's nothing. It really feels like nothing. Until the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they haven't had Antonio Brown for how many weeks now? Four, five, something like that. They don't need him. So this isn't like hurting.
I could imagine me and John Franklin's agent just like, dude, you're
never going to get signed now.
Why should I work?
That's 3 weeks without pay, though, right? That's what I've heard. 3 weeks without pay.
When you're suspended, you do not get paid.
Yeah. Well, how much, you know, whatever. That probably sucks for Mike Edwards, but for Antonio Brown, he's like, okay.
Antonio Brown just has the whole making of the whole, like, broke after playing. I don't know.
Maybe.
He just has that aura about him.
That was the saddest 60 for 60.
Broke?
Yeah. That one, I mean, like,
it's terrible.
You literally are just giving money to people that are like, I don't know what to do. That one guy who was like, I bought a Lamborghini and never, I didn't know how to drive a stick shift, so I never, I just bought it to keep it in my garage. Or the guy who got $40,000, $50,000, and he went, that was like his last $50,000, and he went and bought a Hummer. He was like, I just had to do it.
And then when you declare bankruptcy, you get 1/10 of that as like a rebate towards your like liquidation. It's terrible.
That's so sad.
It's terrible.
That's so sad. I feel like there's more stuff out about it now, though. Like, I feel like, I don't know. It seemed like then there was really nobody helping. Now people are like, this is going to happen to you. Like, the whole, like, was it Bernie Kosar? The Miami, then going to Cleveland.
Yep.
That he was like, he lost all his money just by simply family was coming up every day. Like, hey, I need money. He just can never say no or something like that. And just
what's this guy's phone number?
No, I think it's all gone now. So it doesn't matter anyway. But yeah, so Antonio Brown gone for three games.
Derek Lewis, you know, the UFC fighter, he talked about that on Joe Rogan. He was like, yeah, I bought every single immediate family member of mine a car and they all sold them instantly.
And who had to pay taxes on that? Probably him.
Of course.
He's just so sad. It feels terrible.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
Gosh. Speaking of UFC, by the way, did you see the photos of McGregor he put up today? Did anybody see that?
I didn't see them today.
He looked like SpongeBob. When SpongeBob got the fake arms. Remember when SpongeBob got fake arms? He liked I think they were called jerk arms.
Did he post them?
Yeah, it's on his account. Like, it's
this? Most,
No. His Instagram. Go check out it on his Instagram. Okay. He is so thick. Thick with like 40 C's. He is thick. Look how big he is.
Dude.
Go check out, Ray. Go check out if you haven't seen
that
it, go to
awesome.
Go to Conor McGregor's Instagram. This what dude
his face is bloated.
He is
he's
swollen.
Retaining a ton of water in his face.
He looks
face
like
right
he
now.
Got stung by 1,000 bees. He is so big right now. Is that not every bit of one salt retention he's doing and two steroids? He's
be.
Like, USADA's not gonna come get me right now, so this heal this leg up with
well,
steroids.
Mass doesn't make you inherently a better fighter, so I don't know.
Well, what's he doing it for? He is huge. Like
he looks amazing.
Look at him there, and then go look at him at 155 at weigh-ins. Remember
at him,
that?
Like, I have burning images of Conor at 145 in my head.
They're saying he's just at 200 pounds right now. He is at. This is a guy who used to fight at 155.
45.
At 45,
he
yeah. 45 is when
champion
he was.
Of the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So at 45. And now he's like sitting at 200 pounds. His Instagram, I mean, it's hilarious, first off. Everything he does is honestly funny. But when he posts photos like that, and he is just a. I don't even know. Like, can you say he's jacked? Is he
yes,
jacked?
Yes, he's
is
jacked.
Is that jacked?
Yes.
It's like swollen.
Yeah. He's swole. That's
he's
why
swole.
It's
like, but he looks like he's actually like retaining water.
He's going to have to fight Paulo Costa.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that fight?
Yeah. That...
Forget Usman.
How hard do you think he's hitting right now? Like, if he's sitting with that mass on his... He can only go... Conor McGregor already has a bad gas tank, right? Like, no matter... Even when he's down.
Dude, look,
right now, he's got two rounds
story?
In him.
Have you seen his Instagram story?
No, I haven't seen the story yet.
Look at this!
Yeah, dude, he's eating...
Eating!
He is
oh
eating everything.
God.
That is a full-on quesadilla.
This is 10 times more than I eat today.
Does that show he... Well, I mean, he's clearly dude, trying to put weight on, why? Right? Like, he's...
What is he doing?
He's trying to put weight on, for sure.
Why?
I don't know. I wonder
my
why.
My head hurts.
There's got to be a reason for it, yeah?
Putting weight on is awesome?
Well, no, for sure. Eating is yummy. Let's be honest. Let's be real here. Eating is delicious. But he's clearly trying to put weight on for some reason. But I can't be to fight.
Like, that just made me want to go to the gym.
He is humongous.
Yeah.
He looks like when... Remember when Vegeta... Went super Vegeta, like he wasn't Super Saiyan 2.
Yes, yes.
But like
he came out of the hyperbolic time chamber with Trunks. Yeah,
yeah. And then he was like, it was like against Cell. Yeah, like Cell was in like phase 2 or whatever, and he was just like,
I remember.
That's what McGregor looks like. That's the photo we need to put up. We just need to Photoshop his face onto Vegeta that stage. That is literally what he looks like. He looks good, though, yeah?
Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes. Look at all those photos. He's jacked. he looks like how I want to look like.
Yeah, just seeing him being skinny, like...
No, I mean...
From his old days where he was walking around in, like, those Calvin Klein underwears, like, coked up out of his mind talking to chicks. Like, he was literally a stick.
Yeah.
And now he's
He was
man.
Just skin and bones. And that is how every gym bro at your local Gold Gym wants to look. Like, that's the body.
He almost looks like the same size. What are you guys talking about? His arms aren't that big.
Raise.
That's crazy. Go, okay.
I see his jawline. I see it with, like, the like...
Look
I
mean, at his arms! His arms!
His arms have always been that ribbed. His chest has always been like that.
Go
yeah.
Look at it. We're going to have to run to a break. We're going to pull... I'm going to pull up his photos from... when he was 140 or even 155.
Do it where he cuts
170. Who cares?
He cuts to fight Jose Aldo.
Yeah.
His Jose Aldo is terrible.
It's so terrible.
So was he jacked there November 17th? It looks the same way he's always hugged.
No. No. He's jacked there too. That's recent. But you go back to look when he... We'll do it at the break. We'll do it at the break and you'll see it.
I don't know. I've seen enough from his story.
It's not fair.
This guy is eating. That's... Four pieces of toast with three smaller pieces, an egg.
It's like a
bowl.
It's like a half loaf of bread.
Guacamole. Four. What are these called?
What are those? Like a burritos?
Yeah,
looks like a burrito. Yeah.
Eggs.
He's eating.
Two servings of peppers, bacon.
It's like those photos where like girls be like, "I'm not pregnant. I'm just eating good." Like that's what they're eating.
I need to get to this. Conor McGregor has inspired me.
He's just.
Man. I want to get because you know, I
dude.
Like,
let's get in ripped shape.
I'll never be ripped, but I was
ripped for us.
I was jacked.
We need to get there. We need
to
do it.
It takes me 2 months to get there. This is the best part.
I'll follow you. Eat what you eat. Do what you do.
No, you won't.
And let's
no,
just
won't.
Do it. Why not?
No, you won't.
Why can't I?
Because I can't get you to Clarksville for dinner.
Well, true.
You're gonna come work out.
True. We do need to find a midpoint. There has to be a midpoint somewhere out there. All right, we need to run to a break. If you want to jump in, though, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Just stop and go here on OHB over the interstate. And over here in Brentwood, heavy southbound 65. It's better than it was 15, 20 minutes ago. We had that crash down near Moore's Lane. Traffic's on the increase to the north on 24 up towards the Jolton area. Heavy traffic also as we check it out live. I-40 East out through Mount Juliet. Donut Distillery presents Boozin' with Buddies. Stop by their Christmas pop-up bar. Log on to donutdistillery.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Over the last several months, you've heard me talk about golf, and in particular, Riverside Golf Links. It's at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. Earlier this summer, I went out and played, and I found out for sure that the things I've been saying to you in the commercial were absolutely true. So I want to take this and go one step farther. As the weather gets a little bit cooler, you might think about next year in golf. Tournaments you might be involved in, tournaments you might set up. Let me strongly suggest Riverside Golf Links. I did this with a friend earlier, And they got it all set up, and they'll be playing a tournament next year. They've got 27 holes. You can simply go to RiversideGolfLinks.com or give them a call, 615-847-5074. It's golf the way you want it at Riverside Golf Links.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of a city that's back in business. The sound of Nashville coming back to life. But if we fail to act, it may again all come to a stop. 90% of all COVID-related hospitalizations are non-vaccinated people. Keep each other safe. Keep Nashville open. Get vaccinated.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soltea is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soltea for years and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soltea. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soltea.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soltea.com/radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower, mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain, mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner. Sports Radio
Day, Conor McGregor, Dana White, whatever these guys are taking, I'm gonna have it one day. I'm gonna have it one day. I'm already that big. I just need to recomposition.
Go for it, man. There you go.
Recompromise. There we go.
Yeah.
Change the composition around a bit.
See, Ray, when he sees big swole guys, he's like, "Well, I'm a big swole guy, so it looks normal to him."
Ray, you're not as swole as these guys.
I can get there.
I don't know about that.
It won't take me long.
Ray is pretty swole. I gotta give it to Ray.
How much do you work out, Ray?
6 days a week.
Oh, whatever.
No, I'm dead serious. I'm six days a week.
Look at him. Even right now, he's not flexing. Like he looks like he's flexing.
Get
but
him
he's not.
A pump and some good lighting and just go crazy.
Especially with Ray's like skin tone, because you know it's white guys when they're ripped, you can't really show. That's why you see all the bodybuilders put on like
it's defining.
Tanner or whatever.
Just go tan. So you stay in the sun for like an hour or two, you'll get the definition you want.
So they like Ray already. If he dehydrates and gets a pump in, he is probably pretty cut. Like, I gotta imagine he looks like it.
Me too.
I don't imagine that. You're not brown enough, too. You'd have to put some self-tanner on or something.
I don't just need to hang out outside.
Yeah, maybe. Do you get pretty tan?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah. I have so many pictures of, like, when we're training outside for football and stuff like that. Like, I'm Hispanic, except for where my knee braces are. Just
and then it's just white.
It's cleared up now that I've been out of football for a long time, but man, I was white. Like, it looked like I had birth defects on my legs.
Oh wow,
it was bad.
What do you lift when you lift? Like, Ray, when you're like actually, what do you do?
Bench press 6 days a week.
No bench press. I do kettlebells.
You're big on kettlebells.
Yeah,
I've seen you bring kettlebells to the station.
Yeah, I do kettlebells.
And then almost dropped it one time on my.
Yeah, I do a lot more like strength workouts, like cleans and squats.
I got everything.
Roman lifts.
You're 43. Do you have it at your home? Squats.
Yeah, I built a gym in my garage.
My dad also bought everything. Yeah. I need to start. If I'm going to be living at my dad's house, I need to start taking advantage of the gym down there. Yeah. He has everything you could need.
Yeah, it's been
43, right?
I'm 44.
44, and you're doing squats.
Jesus, yeah. Ray.
Why?
No, squats are always good. Yeah. You don't have to squat heavy.
Squat I can't imagine Ray choosing the squat line.
No, I'm like.
I don't squat.
Medium difficult weight, like it gives me a little resistance, but I'm high volume, like in terms of like reps, like 15 reps. Okay. Yeah.
Numbers are eccentric, trying to get it up fast, stuff like that. You don't need to lift heavy. Lifting heavy isn't good for you.
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. That's why I was making a point. I could see Ray going in there and trying to throw up, 5'10 on his back. And he's like, all right, here we go. The best was in college. I'm at UTC. I had a buddy. He never squatted. Never yeah. did. And he was just trying to be Mr. Tough Guy. I was like, I'm going to go squat with a buddy of ours who worked there all the time. And he went down one time, and he came back up, and he couldn't walk on his right leg for like 3 days. He messed it up all bad. It was one time. I think it was like 320 or something. Something like that. He couldn't even get back up. It was hilarious. 615-844-5600 if you want to call in. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Is it good or bad Titans are on bye week?
Fantastic.
I think so,
too. Need to reset that mind of theirs.
Why is it so – why do they do the bye week so late?
Why not?
I don't know. We're week 13 and there's bye weeks. There's bye weeks in week 14. In week 14, is it better to have the bye week early or late?
Right now, if you're asking me, perfect time right now. They've got a lot of players on injured, hurt. A.J. Brown, Julio. Yeah.
Makes sense. Who do they need back the most? Obviously, they're not going to get Derrick Henry back. Let's take him off the table. A.J. Brown is going to be back at some point. Julio's going to be back at some point. Who's more important right now to this offense? Or is it both of them?
I think you're asking the wrong questions.
That's what I was going to go with as well. What did he bring back?
How do we take out the other teams?
Okay. I don't think that's the question, right?
No, I was thinking it shows whether they bring back. I think they bring their confidence back.
You think that's what it is?
I think they got hit a little bit. I mean, they're just literally like just a makeshift Band-Aid team at this point. But if there was a player in particular, it'd probably be Brown, because I really don't know how hurt Julio is. So with this whole, signing Golden Tate, there's something to be said about how bad these other two receivers are probably hurt. They're probably more hurt than we think they are.
Yeah.
So
digging in that well, though, of veteran players of course they've done it now. Adrian Peterson, now Golden Tate.
Yeah.
It just seems like it's a lot of hope, which no matter what, when you bring a player in, it's hope, right? Like, you're just hoping that they're going to show up and be a good player. But it never works out, it feels like. When does somebody come in that was a veteran guy who hadn't played the majority of the season, jumps in, and there's all of a sudden saddles up and, when does that ever happen? I feel like it's very few and far between. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head that it ends up working out for him.
If you know, call in.
Yeah, for real, because I honestly don't know if that ever does work out. And the Titans now, even the Seahawks, going back for Adrian Peterson, they saw how he played in Tennessee. His best game, he got 10 carries for 19 yards and a touchdown. That was the Rams. That was his first game back. And after that, it was pretty much downhill all the way. He got 8 carries, then he got 9 carries, and then he was off the team. So it's like, I wonder what the idea is. It just desperation, or is it there's just literally, because there's got
to
be.
That all comes down to the GM. He makes those decisions. I saw some lazy tweets from people in our space. They're like, dude, NFL scouts are laziest people in the world. They're like, first of all, no, they're not. They're the most underpaid, overworked people in the National Football League. What a ridiculous tweet. I need to find that and reply to him. I'm like, this is the dumbest tweet I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's just the GM at this point. He's just skipping the whole process. Because how many days? This all happens within a week.
Yeah.
You're at work for 9 to 5. It takes a day for an email to get an email conversation to let transfer. Right. You tell me you're gonna work out, scout out, to make decisions. Galaxy brain, find the hidden gem. No, where's Adrian Peterson?
They're just like,
get Adrian Peterson on the phone right now.
Well, it's almost like fantasy football, right? You're like, whoever's on the waiver wire, the biggest name, I want that one. But there's definitely better people. Because
you're in the middle of the season. You're in the middle of the season. So you have to figure it out, because you're also figuring out a million other things. It's just not that easy. And it's a lazy take. Lazy take. That's a Jeff take. Come on.
Shout out.
How long is Bud Dupree out? Will he be back after the bye?
Let's see. It was the – what game was it?
Because
the Saints game.
Yeah.
It was Saints game. Yep. So Saints, then who was after that? Was it Houston the next week after that? then bye now. So he could be eligible.
It was the Patriots
return.
And then the bye.
Patriots. Oh, yeah. So he's definitely eligible to come
back. That's another player I feel like they need back.
Yeah. Yeah, their defense is definitely taking a change right now. That I don't know if I would say injuries are the reason why their defense is taking a change, but it definitely has not helped the fact that they have so many injuries on their defense. I know Rashawn Evans should be coming back. I know David Long. That's the one that I think. He was such a playmaker, just underappreciated as you could possibly be on a roster in just the NFL. Not only in the NFL, just on the Titans team alone. He was so underappreciated. Come in, a virtual no-name. Like, compared to some of the other guys on the team, obviously. But he was putting up results like crazy. When he was on his hot streak, his amount of tackles he was getting, the pass deflections, just everything he was doing, David Long is a needed player on this team.
Yeah.
Needed player on this team. So if they're able to get some of those pieces back, obviously it's going to help. But on the offensive side, I saw a lot of people making comparisons to the Cowboys situation. Mari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, not there. But Dak Prescott still able to throw for almost 400 yards in a game. You know, and they're saying, well, Ryan Tannehill, he's throwing to virtually his one and two are gone. They're gone. Not virtually, they are. And he's not even getting close to those numbers. You think that's a fair assessment? Or a fair comparison, I guess I could say?
I think the Cowboys have a little more explosive players than the Titans. Because you still got Tony Pollard on there. Zeke has not looked the same. And then you have, who's the third wide receiver? Gallup. I mean, he's hit or miss sometimes.
There's a lot of people that think he'd probably be a number one on majority of teams.
Arguably, yeah.
Now, not that we've ever seen it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Not that we've ever seen it. Every time he's supposed to be a number one, right. Every time they're all out for the Cowboys, it's like Michael Gallup's about to take off. He never really does. He just right. kind of middles his way, and then to the end of the game, he gets a few yards. And then their second is Cedric Wilson. I mean, it's not like it's much better over there.
So even though he throws for touchdowns, too.
Well, I mean,
I know it just takes away from Dak, but still.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it is a fair. I mean, there's a real the real side of it is Ryan Tannehill is not as good as what he was the last year and a half. Ryan Tannehill is regressing for sure right now.
And he needs, not having a career year?
No.
Well, kind of like he's just only going to get better until he has a million touchdowns. It's a 6-year-old logic. That's a 6-year-old. Actually, well, no, 6-year-olds don't think like that.
But the regression has been, I think, more than what people – I mean, at least logical people. Because there was plenty of people who thought there was going to be no regression. They thought he was just going to be
– You're one of them yourself.
No, I thought regression was for sure going to happen.
Bruno, wasn't this the same guy that said, oh, yeah, he's a top 10, top 8 quarterback in the NFL?
From everything from last season, he was.
But
this is also the same person.
You were chanting his praise this year.
This is also the same person that would go on and say that A.J. Brown.
This is also king of the fence sitters, right?
No, not even close. Not even close. I knew, you look at A.J. Brown, Henry, and Tannehill, they all had career years last year. I was always calling it was going to be less. There was no way they were going to get up more. You know that. That's why you're smiling right now.
Yeah,
you're
agreed.
Just riding in.
We agreed. I just didn't think Ryan Tannehill would also throw a guaranteed I'll pick a game.
Yeah, he really has, man. He really has.
So he has regressed.
But like, are those picks because A.J. Brown, Julio haven't been out there, or does he really need generational talent wide receivers to make himself be better?
No, I think he's trying to overcompensate for what he doesn't have. I mean, his defense isn't playing up to par, much like Mahomes did. We saw the same thing with Mahomes. And Mahomes still had his weapons, but he knew his defense sucked.
Yeah.
So what was he doing? He was trying to make plays however he can because, you know, he couldn't really rely on the defense.
And
what
the magic just wasn't
there. The magic wasn't there.
Time, yeah.
Now his defense, the last 4 weeks, have played up hard. They're averaging, like, I think, giving up, 20 points to opposing offenses.
Gotten a little better.
And guess who's back? Mahomes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now they're a top 3 seed in the AFC.
It's just with Tannehill, I don't know. Like, because we can't really even say it's the running game, right? The running game hadn't been that bad. Like, it's definitely not the same, obviously, comparatively to Derrick Henry. But, like, last week, they got over, like, 150 yards on the ground,
Hiller,
got a touchdown.
Hiller offers a lot of pop.
Yeah. They can do it on the ground still. It's not all just one guy. They're going to do it with a committee. But they're finding success on the ground. So how can you say that, you know, oh, well, no Derrick Henry, so it's just they won't be able to fix. No, it's not really that. The running game's there. It's not going to be – yeah, sorry, they're not putting up 230 yards a game.
Right.
I mean, I think every team in the NFL would love that.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at majority of that team, it's really the problems all stem from the quarterback position.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ryan Tannehill. I mean, I would go back to that throw to Chester Rogers last week. If he connects on that throw, if he catches him on the run, Rogers probably scores a touchdown. And then you're looking at a completely different game against the Patriots. But he was overthrown. Maybe you could say, okay, he's used to throwing a taller target – and AJ or Julio or whatever, but you know that's just about adapting to a situation. So when I see the people say, well, Dak Prescott is out there throwing for almost 400 yards to you know lesser wide receivers, and Ryan Tannehill is not even able to make it close, I see a bit of their argument there. I do see a bit of their argument where it's like, yeah, Tannehill last year, if last year didn't have AJ Brown and had to throw to Nick Westbrook-Ikhina or I'm trying to think of who the backups were last year that he had to throw to. Khalif Raymond, right? Like, if he had to throw to those last year, would he be better than what he is this year? I think so. This year, he's noticeably going down in his ability.
Well, there was a time when he was out with A.J. Brown and those players, and what did he have? He had no Corey Davis for a little while. He didn't have A.J. out there. Who did he have? Jonnu Smith,
Khalif Raymond.
Yeah. Who's doing well up in Detroit.
Yeah. Firkser, who has taken a humongous step back from last year to this year. Everybody wanted that guy to be a number one, and he's just not.
He was coming off injury, and, you know, he's still trying to get his, you know, he'll find his way in this offense.
Your best tight end is Michael Pruitt for the Tennessee Titans. That has been their most consistent tight end all year. Firkser has not been that guy.
Are we just going to give the Titans a pass this year? We're just going to be like, yeah, they were injured.
No, you can't. No. People are going to do that. Because, you know, people want excuses for why things failed, right? But the real side of this is that without Derrick Henry going 32 carries every single game.
Oh, it's almost as if someone was right.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Who?
Who could possibly have been
right? We're always right and wrong about something, so I don't know. Me?
No.
I was wrong about the Browns.
Oh, I know what you're saying. You're saying the season's over without Derrick Henry. That's what it was.
Peyton Manning gets hurt for the Colts when they're 8-4, and everyone's going to be like, oh, they'll come back from this. How about they don't?
Well, I saw people worry the Titans might go 8-9.
You fear. Laugh now. Real you fear. Laugh.
That's what Colin Cowherd picked.
Really? That guy, he always knows. He's basically Vegas. Oh, man.
And then he had the Colts finishing first, and they might sneak up.
I hate his videos he posts on social media of just like him, like... Like the camera's like right
super zoomed in.
Yeah, it's like right here, and he's like, he looks like his nostrils. He's like the Joker talking to Detective Gordon through a VHS tape. He's like, so looking the problem. He's like, the problem. It's always the same.
It's very medieval, like, you know, like the Lakers are never going to win another championship.
All right, we need to go to a break, but big game tonight, big sports all this weekend, a bunch of stuff happening. You got to have good food to go with it, right? Need to check out our friends over at Slim Chickens, located in Mount Juliet, Murfreesboro, and Hendersonville. I'm telling you, download that Slim Chickens app. It's the easiest way to do it. You can order right through the app, and on there you can pick whatever you want, pay right through the app, and all you got to do is just show up to the parking lot, say I'm here, and they will deliver it out to you, or you could just have it delivered right to your house through the app as well. It is so convenient. It makes it so easy, I promise you, because these places are swamped. I'm telling you, if you have been to a Slim Chickens, you know they get very busy because people just love this food. Once you have it once, you go back to it again and again and again. And trust me, when you go, try that Mac, that Tender Mac bowl, try those sandwiches, or you can just go to the old homestead, right? Get the chicken tenders with the fries and pick any of those signature sauces. My mouth is watering right now just thinking about it. You know what? I'm going to Slim Chickens right after the show today. That is absolutely happening, and I'm getting that ranch that your wife, Ray, loves so much of that she drinks.
Now I want some now.
I know. It's so good. Get that Cayenne Ranch, too. The Cayenne Ranch is, oh, man, it is where it is at. But check them out. That's Slim Chickens in Mount Juliet, Murfreesboro, and Hendersonville. Slim Chickens, wings, tenders, and more.
Good afternoon. Heavy and slow traffic trying to get past 40 East here at Fessler's. All the traffic headed out towards the airport. It's been dragging over there on I-40 around Jefferson Pike. Heavy to the north now on 65 up towards Goodlettsville. Watch your speed. I-40 out through Wilson County. Donut Distillery presents Boozin' with Buddies. Stop by their Christmas pop-up bar. Log on to donutdistillery.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When it comes to baseball and softball equipment, nobody beats Hit After Hit. They have uniforms to batting cages to private lessons, all the way down to field maintenance equipment. With over 800 styles of gloves and over 1,500 wood and aluminum bats, they're located at 705 Air Park Center Drive. Phone number 615-399-2287 or go online to hitafterhitonline.com.
You have a vision. We have the financing to make it happen. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we have the resources that individuals, families, and businesses need to grow and achieve their goals. As an independent local community bank, we're able to provide loans with great rates, fast decision-making, and personal service from one of our local friendly lenders. We believe in the power of possibility. It's why we say yes more often. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Welcome back in the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Remember, you can always get involved, 615-844-5600. Of course, the state championship high school football games are going on in Chattanooga.
God, no way.
Yeah. State high school football.
I don't want to trash on too many people. Because, I mean,
there's a lot of people that care about it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's,
DCA just won for like the 40th year in a row or something like that.
I saw one of their players got a sack and he looked 5'5".
Yeah. That Division II single A is what I think they're in. Yeah. They win. It seems like they win like every single year. But congratulations to them. I know they had – Ray, do you remember – or maybe Bernie, was it a tornado that hit DCA recently or flooding or something? I know I'm forgetting. There was something that happened over there at that school. I can't remember what
it was. I don't know if it was a tornado. More of it has been flooding than tornado.
Maybe. I can't remember exactly what happened. I'll
look. I can look it up.
Yeah. Maybe we look it up here in a little bit. Just because I can't remember. It was either DCA. I think it was DCA. All right, we need to get into our Week 13 picks. I do not know our Week 12.
That's results. Huge because you are catching up to him.
I don't know.
I'm donezo. So
I don't think so. I think at the end of I think the Lions lost, and I was like, oh my god, he's gonna catch me. And then throughout the week, I just started
rolling.
Pretty
off.
Sure I rallied.
Well, the first big thing that we have to talk about, I need you to admit what you have to admit because I didn't make you pay your money.
I already did it.
No. That was in the text thread. I'm gonna now that we're
well,
here.
Remind me what I was supposed to say because I don't remember.
Just that I'm the better man.
I'm not saying that.
Hold on, now Ray, was that not what he agreed upon in the text thread?
He did. Yes, in the text thread, he did.
Because I said,
did, and I did it in the text thread,
and he did
in the text thread. Yeah. But
it needs to be on the air.
Right. It's more gravitas.
I'm not saying that. I'm just that's what you're asking.
No, I'm not. And I get where you're coming from.
Well, didn't he just do it by just saying that you were?
But what's going to stop him from being, we're at a restaurant, and he's like, hey, pay that tab, because remember, you can't have equity over everything.
No. Said, this is the last time.
He said, this is the cost, and I did it on the text thread, and I'm not doing it again.
You have to do it. This is the last time.
And you
time.
Even had a post on Twitter, and I didn't even dispute it.
It's
got to like,
be on
fine.
Audio.
I hate to say it, but you guys, he already did it on air. I mean, he just confirmed it. What does he need to say?
No, he's got
to
say the words.
You want him to say the exact words.
Like, the genie's not coming out of the bottle until you say Alakazam or whatever, really, right?
Like, there's no way Bruno derails the show for this bit. Like, I wouldn't do it. So
just do it.
I'll derail Bruno, the show.
You
I'll
can ask Bruno to reach.
I'll just not talk.
You're reaching. You're reaching, Zach, because Bruno ain't going there.
I already paid my dues. It is what
you
it
paid
is.
It electronically in but full. It needs to be audio. I don't know. I don't think that's the right word, but I know hey, you know what I mean.
Maybe one day you can get it. Just not now.
It should be. Just know on your heart. We don't have to derail the show at all.
Basically, Bruno, he's saying
on your heart though. You
it needs to be on tape. That's what he said. It needs to be on tape.
Yeah. See, it needs to be recorded out into the annals of WNSR history. Right.
But text is good enough, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's about text. It's about that. He was like, "Well, here's this other option, and this is the option, and I did it." And you can't just tack on. Oh, now we got to do it on audio.
No, because this is the first time.
Yeah, you got to get a tattoo on your forehead.
I'm not going to do it. This is the last one because this is the we made the bet on air.
And then we had, the end result, and then we made up a new.
But I could have faked. We could have faked those texts easily, right? Like I could have texted myself and then just screenshot.
Hey, you can keep talking about this if you want. Anything to keep us from doing these picks. So.
Yeah, you shut up and enjoy this. You know, that's the sort of thing. But basically, what happened is Bruno was wrong. I was right, and I'm the better man, whether he says it or not. All right. Week 13. The results last time. Yeah, I gotta get. We'll get those as we go along the show. It's, you know, there's age old traditions, and one of those is me procrastinating to literally the worst moment to try to figure them out. But starting off the game tonight, Dallas versus New Orleans. The lead was Bruno, me, then Ray. That was where it was when we last left off.
What week is it? 14. So I've been number one 13 weeks in a row.
This is 13. So 12.
Okay.
Ray started out number one. He was number one for like.
I never was number one. He was.
No, you were number one for about 3 weeks. Yeah.
No, Bruno was.
I can tell you 100% it was you.
No, it was because Justin School stepped in. And
yeah, that's why. Well, that's why he rescued
school,
me.
Right? School, I'm telling you, 3 weeks, Ray was on top, and I was getting really upset.
Okay.
I'd rather Bruno win this than Ray. I don't know why.
So, well, as of our record right now, I'm going back. I'm based off of last week right before Thanksgiving.
Just ignore that.
Bruno's at 96.
I don't know what you said.
I'd say he's darker than me, so you probably hate him more.
Yeah, I'm going to ignore that.
Well, did you do the weeks? So you got to do week 12, right?
Yeah. Week 12 is what it is. So week 11 was the last one that we counted up.
All right.
We're going to have time for one team, one game just tonight in this segment. Because Hafa was trying to get Bruno just to admit the truth, which he won't. But it's whatever. It's what can you do? Let's skip on. We'll figure out the results of last week because it's tough with all the Thanksgiving games too.
Okay, I got for week 11.
Week 11, yeah.
You remember those numbers?
Well, I don't remember them off the top of my head, but I know the order.
96-68.
Yeah.
And then I was 94-70. No, this is not right. It says week 11. There's no way this is right.
Well, 11. We'll figure that out in a break. Let's not do it on air. Dallas versus New Orleans. This is in New Orleans. The Saints are 6.5-point underdogs at home.
Jesus Christ.
On Thursday night football. That's really surprising.
And they probably deserve it. Give me the Cowboys. They're
is
awful.
CD back?
I know. CD Lamb is back. Cooper's back.
Amari Cooper's back.
Everyone's back, except for the coaching staffs.
Yeah, the coaching
staff. Which could be a blessing in disguise.
I think it'd probably be better.
There's nothing better than him just with his mouth wide open.
Yeah.
You want to take a timeout?
What does a head coach do?
Huh?
Like in game, what does a head coach do?
Timeouts.
That's about it, right? It's just clock management. So, you know, a good quarterback should be able to do that, yeah. Essentially,
I guess
you would think
a quarterback
right?
has to deal with a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. So you're going Dallas, Bruno. Is that what you said?
Easy pick, yeah.
Easy pick.
Racing? No, Kamara. I don't know where the Saints are going to find their offense. I'm going Cowboys.
I'd take the spread, dude.
Yeah, really? I would take the spread on that too.
I have to put money on this
because where are they going to get their offense from?
Well, I'll tell you this: it's a 45.5-point over under.
It's a dangerous game. Don't get me wrong. Taysom Hill, 3-1. I mean,
remember when Taysom Hill?
Yeah,
everybody was like, "Oh, Taysom Hill's going to be the quarterback."
Yeah.
Lol.
Yeah.
Then he came out and was lighting people up.
Yeah,
and it was better. It was better when Alvin Kamara like was basically useless the entire time too. So I mean,
my fantasy guys are starting Ingram tonight.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, that's a good start because I will be doing that.
You are,
yes, sir.
So maybe Cowboys spread Taysom Hill over Dak over. And
CeeDee Lamb
the over. I might put it together four-way same game parlay. Play CeeDee Lamb. By the way, these never hit. So.
Thank you for what you will.
No, if you do anything, look for either CeeDee Lamb or Schultz. the tight end.
I'm taking
CeeDee Lamb first touchdown prop.
Yeah, perhaps. I can see that. That's a good one. I can see that.
I am taking Dallas in this game as well. Because it's just there's too many questions about it, but it's weird. New Orleans is at home.
Like, someone lost $300K on the CeeDee Lamb first touchdown once. Remember when he landed at the 1 yard line?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was week one. Was, yeah?
Someone had a video and it was like him crying. He was like, ain't no way, bro.
All right, we need to run to a break. Bob and Bellevue will be first when we come back after here on the afternoon stretch.
Good afternoon. Heavy traffic on the South Loop, the West Loop. Busy where you would expect I-40 trying to get through Mount Juliet right now. The traffic out into Wilson County. Moving that earlier crash, 40 eastbound over around Jefferson Street. That had its slow go as you head towards the West Loop. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on to GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
With Kerry Murphy is on.
Massive news in the NASCAR world. Richard Petty Motorsports has agreed to sell a majority interest to Maury Gallagher, the owner of GMS Racing. Two charters are included in the agreement and will be operated during the 2022 NASCAR Cup Series season. This is a special moment for both organizations, I'm reading from a statement here, as the next-gen car allows a new chapter to be written. Junior Motorsports announced that Miguel Peludo, that's fun to say, is coming back to the team to drive in three Xfinity Series events next year, driving their number 88 machine. Look for him on track at Circuit of the Americas in March, Road America in July, and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Road Course in late July. His best finish for the team this past season was a 7th place at Daytona Road Course. The NASCAR Awards Banquet is happening tonight from Nashville, honoring this year's three champions, Ben Rhodes in the Truck Series, Daniel Hemric in the Xfinity Series, and of course, Kyle Larson, your 2021 NASCAR Cup Series champion. You can check out the burnouts on Broadway that happened this week on TV, 6 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN. That's on Saturday. And of course, the awards banquet itself is right after that, 7 p.m. Eastern. Check out all the latest at NASCAR.com/championsweek.
Like us at Facebook.com/thefinallap. Like us.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, holiday traditions.
They're the best.
Agreed. So I went to Kohl's and got 40% off Cuddle Duds throws for movie night and 40% off outerwear.
Ooh, for caroling?
More like sledding. Also got an Amazon Echo Show 8 so the kids can bake with grandma.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That was the extra 25% I saved and the Kohl's cash I got.
I take it saving's one of your favorite traditions, too.
You know it. Select styles. Offers end December 8th. Some exclusions apply. Amazon coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
Welcome back in the afternoon stretch. Let's go to the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. Bob in Bellevue. Bob, what's going on, man?
Hey, fellas, it's not Friday, but I need your help. I'm in the playoff mix, and I need a win, so I'm just going to make it quick. I need you to pick it. I'm going to give you three players. Pick at least one receiver and then give me one flex out of this list. And I've got injuries and bye weeks, so here we go. Mike Williams of the Chargers, Amari Cooper of Dallas, and Dawson Knox of Buffalo. I've got to have one wide receiver and then somebody to play flex.
Well, Dawson Knox just came off, what, are you like 100-point game? So
yeah.
He is out of control for whatever reason.
Mike Williams
and
is
also, just real quick, at tight end, I've got Gronkowski, so I can flex Dawson Knox and feel pretty good that both those guys will get a touchdown. All right, which wide receiver? I'm leaning toward Mike Williams, even though he's not had a good year. Cooper, I think, is still sick, and he hasn't done anything since the backup quarterback started for them several weeks ago. I'm leaning toward Mike Williams. What do you guys think?
I don't know. Mike Williams is a real enigma right now for me.
He is.
I don't know what to expect from him. So there's part of me that I think you go with, personally, I'm going with Cooper.
Okay.
I think Cooper is the thing to go with. I think that's your pick on. And then if you want, go, you know, I'm fine with Dawson Knox.
Okay, they said Cooper might have limited
snaps. Hey, Bob, let me put you on hold real quick. We're about to run out of the hour. I'll get you at the start of the next hour. All right, brother?
Okay.
All right, thanks, great. Man. All right, first hour's done. Got a whole second hour coming up. Right against clock. Sometimes it just happens that way. Second hour coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Lionel Moyes. A third Omicron case confirmed in the U.S. Health officials say a woman from Colorado who traveled to South Africa tested positive for the variant. Earlier today, a Minnesota case was also identified. The state's health commissioner says the man tested positive after traveling to New York City for a large anime convention. President Biden today announced new strategies to combat the pandemic this winter, including expanding vaccinations and testing access, including at-home testing. In Michigan, Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard estimates some 60 schools in the Detroit suburb have been closed due to copycat threats. This after the deadly school shooting this week at Oxford High School.
We anticipated a flood of false threats. I don't know what is in people's minds to think after a real tragedy, it makes sense to make threats.
Four students died when another student opened fire. Seven others were injured. The teen suspect has been charged as an adult. This is ABC News.
There's confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID. One thing is certain. Whether or not you're vaccinated, you need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers that have no scientific studies. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet. And once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Welcome back to the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
Oh, my God! Okay, it's happening!
It's the afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm! Sure. Stay calm!
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine!
Now, here's Bruno and Zach.
Second hour of the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. If you want to jump in, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Bruno is mimicking how you call on a phone with his drink that he has in the studio.
No,
not
free
a sponsor.
No free shout-outs.
It is a beverage. That's what you need to know. Let's go ahead and go back to the F&M Bank phone line. Bob in Bellevue. I know we had to run against the break there. So what was your next question? I think right now we're set on, I think we all agree, Amari Cooper and Dawson Knox are the two that you need to use in that scenario.
I don't agree with that.
You don't?
No.
Oh.
Patriots have given up 3 touchdowns to tight ends this year. Knox is a bust this week.
Bust. Wow.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. Yeah. So you would go Mike Williams and Amari at the flex?
I'll put Mike Williams at the flex, and I hope he proves me wrong because he's got a tough matchup this week against the Bengals. I mean, he came out scoring 22 fantasy points out the gate. And his average, like, what, 7 in the last 3 weeks? But if you're doing 3 receiver sets in the flex, I'd play Mike Williams in the flex this week.
So I'll tell you guys after.
Okay.
But breaking news.
Bob, what else you got?
That's it. I just have a hard time with Cooper because I think he's still sick. I mean, it's not even a guarantee he plays tonight. But I'm going to think it through. I've got Adams on bye, and I'm starting Hollywood Brown. I let go of DeAndre Hopkins a long time ago. He's been dud of the year in my draft.
If you can get Hilton off waivers.
I'm going to consider thinking about putting in Cooper tonight, and I'll give you guys a call back, let you know how it went.
Hey, let us know, buddy. I appreciate it. Hey, thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
Right. Strictly not worth holding on to the second hour because he was already done. I appreciate Bob, though, for calling it. So what is it breaking? What's the breaking news?
So first of all, I'm sorry for that, but it was just it's a personal thing. So I wasn't going to be here next week on Wednesday.
Right.
Now it's Tuesday.
Why is that?
An extra day off. they're hosting a
You're not allowed, by the way, but go ahead.
Yeah, we'll see about that. They're hosting a tournament for my coach is going to coach me, but they're also hosting a tournament there for his age. So he's Masters, 30 and up. They're hosting a tournament there. It's not the Worlds, but it is a tournament. He wanted to do it. And they just announced he thought it was going to be Wednesday. They were like, nah, so we're doing the tournament on Tuesday. So we're going on Tuesday, and he'll have his tournament, and then I'll do my Worlds on, I guess, Friday.
So you'll have 2 days there where you're just doing nothing.
Yeah, I was already talking about, like, oh, I'm bored, and I hate waiting. Wow.
I gotta really going to have to wait now.
I got to find some stuff. I might just go to the beach and enjoy life. I don't know.
Well, you know, one thing you could do is
listen to the show.
I was going to say throw up.
For what?
Have you seen the new Stadium Series jerseys the Preds just released? I know we're going to get back to our week, whatever, 13 picks. So 14 minutes ago, if anybody hadn't seen these, the Preds on their Twitter just released their Stadium Series jerseys. And they're ugly. They are bad. These are bad. And I understand, you know, you do your whole Stadium Series is a special jersey. They did a really cool one with the white and had that, like, the actual Predator Tiger going across it and all that. That looked great. Dallas? That's who they played 2 years ago or a year ago, whatever it was.
Right.
They did not play well in them.
He remembers that.
The jerseys looked great then. This is terrible. This is ugly. Have you seen them yet, Ray?
No.
You haven't seen them? Here, look, I'll flip the computer around for you so you can take a look. That's what they look like. They have Smashville over the front of it, and then they have the guitar pick with the TriStar, which is basically what the Sounds have been doing. So they have the Sounds like logo kind of in it. This is terrible.
It sounds like something you get. It looks like something you get at Target.
Yeah, it looks like some Chinese ripoff jersey that they're like, you know, how they like you go to those websites and they'll have like American flag jerseys of like your favorite team or something like that, and it's like this isn't NFL. Like this, nobody's done this. That's what this looks like. This is the worst. The font even looks bad.
Now, did they do it terribly on purpose?
Oh God, I hope
to get a reaction. I'm just kidding. No, they definitely thought they did something.
Look at the Preds' neck, like on the top up there. Like, the word Preds is like off center.
Wow.
Right?
That's awful. Like that's not, the worst part about the jersey. That's terrible. It's off center. The font's terrible.
It's like off.
Like they're trying to squeeze it in.
Is that a PC? Use the snip tool and just snip that and post on Twitter. Yeah, like this is that's the worst thing I've ever seen.
I can't believe they decided that. I'm not trying to be, you know, look, I'm pretty, when it comes to jerseys, I'm pretty ruthless. Like if it sucks, I hate it.
We all are. It doesn't matter what league it's in. Whether NFL, baseball, when you ever try to do these little throwbacks.
It's so easy. Just get a nice color and clean and maybe with like a stripe of your alternate secondary and you're good, right? Like,
I'm not buying this. Who is?
Well, there's a lot of people that are going
to buy it. I'm surprised you thought about even considering trying to buy it.
I mean, this is...
They might sell out.
There's so many problems that I have with this, let alone you look at how the numbers go from navy and they go to white as well on it. These are terrible. If you have seen these, call in. If not, go look at them on at Preds NHL, is their Twitter, and go look at the jerseys. And they even have a video of it. They put... Poor Pecorine in one, like made him make a video inside of these. This guy retired trying to get out of these jerseys. And they brought him back in just to put him in these jerseys. These are the worst. And you know who else thinks they're the worst? Everybody on Twitter who's talking about them right now. All the replies are terrifying. These are not good. This was a gigantic L for the Preds.
Hold this.
They really do need to hold this. The memes are getting out of hand. I'm just going through looking at some of the memes. You obviously did not know.
Well, the thing is, they said they did it for the fans, and so everyone's
hockey
like
stuff.
They said they did it for the fans, right? And everyone's like, sincerely, no, you didn't. Sincerely, the fans.
These are. People are no, these are terrible.
You don't even want to read the comments.
Yeah, the comments are so bad, man. The comments are so bad. I'm telling y'all, if y'all have not seen these jerseys, easily the worst jersey. Like, what's up with the E in Ville? They have I'll try to visually explain them. They have Smashville right on the front, and it's Smash up top, then Ville underneath, and then they have the pick in the middle of that with the TriStar with the stars are off. By the way, they're not the right TriStar look.
So it's safe to say the entire jersey's off.
Yeah.
From the naming, the font.
it's all bad. Oh. It's all real bad right now. I'm really surprised that they even like somehow let these go. Wow. That is a major disappointment. They've kind of screwed up their last two jersey releases of, remember there was the remix, the retro remixes. Those sucked for the Preds. And then now these are terrible.
Let me ask you this. If you were to make a remake of a jersey for Nashville, what would you do for the Predators? What color combination would you do?
See, I like ones that people don't like. I'm not going to lie. This one, we're all in agreement. We all hate this.
Yeah.
So this one, I don't like this. But I like the chrome. I was a fan of the chrome. I know a lot of people didn't like the chrome.
Yeah, you're a 10-year-old.
I know a lot of people don't like the chrome.
Chrome jersey.
But my favorite one is the navy with the lace, and it just has the Predator.
Why didn't we go black with like a Predator movie theme? Like, you know, like the Predator kind
be cool. That'd be cool.
Do you hate money?
Yeah. That kind of stuff would always sell out too. Like it will.
Especially if you put a demand on it, like the Reese's pie or whatever.
Or PS5.
Imagine a black Preds jersey with the Predator theme for the stadium.
That'd be fire.
Yeah!
With or without the mask.
A black jersey with just Ben Roethlisberger
just
on
call
the
me
front.
One of two.
Do not trust that guy. That's not very topical, but it is very true. All right.
102 talks about the Preds for 4 hours, and they don't have ideas like me. Come on.
Wow. Look, let's be honest. Nobody has ideas that you have. all right. Minnesota.
Preds marketing guys, get that, Bruno. Get out.
Yeah, that's what
get out, Bruno.
I really don't think they consulted a fan. A fan. Like, they did not consult a fan on these jerseys. These are some of the worst Predators
jerseys
ever. I feel
bad for the people that make the decisions and they just see it getting clowned. That has to hurt.
It does.
Yeah.
But this, how did this cross multiple hands and somebody.
How did it get approved?
That's what I'm saying.
It didn't cross multiple hands. It crossed three, maybe.
Maybe.
And they were like, good, and good,
they
good.
They didn't test it.
Echo chamber.
Yeah. They didn't test, like, they didn't put them out and say, all right, what do you think of these? Like, you know, that, yeah. They somebody
or
dropped.
Or yes, men. All they, hoping for the promotion. Yeah,
because they're like, oh, boss, this is great. This is great.
Because it definitely goes through, like, a beta test or whatever to try to see, like, what the numbers would look.
Once again, if you're just joining us, go check out the Predators Stadium Series jersey that they just released at Preds NHL. These are some of the ugliest jerseys.
You'll be disappointed. Yeah, you'll be disappointed.
There's a lot going on here, and I'm really upset about it. Gosh, man, that's what the Preds are going to be wearing in their national TV televised game. Like, first stadium series here locally.
Zach's
like,
not watching the game just because of the jerseys.
No, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be at the game, and I'm going to be upset watching these jerseys. Oh, man, they're so bad. I got to get these off my screen. I'm looking at
it. It's throwing Zach off completely. Oh, back scary. To the NFL
back
picks.
Back to NFL picks, week 13. I keep wanting to say 12. They've got me so upset right now.
Thanksgiving messed everything up.
Yeah, it messed everything up. Minnesota taking on the Detroit Lions. This is in Detroit. It's a 7-point spread, so it's not. We're not going with a spread on this one. Who do you got? 46.5 over under.
So what was the spread again? We're not doing spread for this
seven.
One, right?
Yeah, it's 7 points, which is surprising. I mean, Detroit. Have they not been losing by hand? I mean, other than that Bears game, it was close, obviously. But
they played the Steelers tight. I mean, yeah, they played some teams.
They played
pretty
a lot
close.
Of teams tight. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Are they going to get that win? You know what's funny is, I think I said it in the group text, November, the month of November, they had a better record than the Rams.
Yeah, I read that.
Because they went 0-2-1, and the Rams went 0-3 in the month of November.
All right, let's skip this one. Vikings.
Yeah, it's got to be Vikings, right? All Vikings?
Yep. Yeah.
All right, we're all on the Vikings ship on that one. Arizona taking on the Chicago Bears.
Arizona, let's skip this one.
7.5 point over under.
Let's go get him, guys, for coach.
In Chicago.
Now, did you see Matt Nagy after they won the game?
He was like, oh.
Yes, yeah. I mean, just pumped about beating the Lions.
Because he was for sure going to get fired if they lost that game.
I get one more week.
Yeah, he's got one more week of pay coming in, so that's good. You're on Arizona. Right?
I'm getting Arizona coming from a bye. Get Murray back.
Yeah, get Murray Arizona. Back. Please get Hopkins back. Can we?
I think he's coming back.
I hope so.
He killed me in fantasy in one of my leagues. Like, I missed him for 5 weeks. I'm like, ah.
I need him back. I need him back for a lot of reasons. Tampa Bay taking on the Atlanta Falcons. Now, let's not forget, no Antonio Brown because he faked a COVID card. Which, by the way, didn't even talk about it. We talked about it earlier. Is that not a felony?
I thought it was.
Yes.
It is.
Yes. So, but it's not hard to do because you just print them out.
Right.
You just print them out.
Easy to print it out. But, like, is he going to face, like, felony? This is essentially admission of guilt, right?
He might pay a fine. I don't see him going to jail time. If it is.
We got to go spread on this one.
Yeah, this is an 11-point game. You're right. Good job, Bruno. So 11-point spread on Tampa Bay taking on the Atlanta Falcons. This is in ATL, Hotlanta. 50.5 point over under on an 11-point spread. Tampa Bay is apparently going to score a lot of points in this game is what Vegas thinks. So who do you got in this one on the spread? 11 points. Can they cover? Can they not?
But the Bucs have kind of had a little bit of a naughty streak.
Villa got naughty.
He got
he got a knot in his head.
I don't want
he got not a tooth anymore.
That's too many points.
Too many points.
Give me the Falcons.
All right, Falcons for Bruno.
I'm taking Tampa Bay.
He called Michigan.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's wrong a lot.
Yeah.
That's an inside thing. If you watch Book It with Trent on Twitter, or not Twitter.
Twitch.
TikTok.
Oh, no.
We both were wrong.
Just wrong.
Way off. That guy is a royal loser on there. That guy loses all the time. Ray, you're taking Tampa Bay. So you think they're going to cover that?
Yep.
Can you give me a reason why? Because I want to lean with Bruno on this, but if you can convince me, I might.
Vita Vea is back. I think that they're going to stop Cordell Patterson.
Which is basically the only offense.
That's it. That's it.
Right?
And safety.
Safety. He's listed as safety now. Yeah. Yep.
I mean, this guy should have three different contracts, right? Like, they should be paying him three times the money for all the work. What is up with that?
He's an athlete. That's all. No position. Just
yeah.
Athlete.
It's like high school. Like high school athlete, right? Yeah. That's insane. 11-point spread. I think the Bucks cover as well. Does Gronk get a touchdown?
Yes.
Yeah.
Playing
of course.
Better, but he's not getting touchdowns.
No. Yeah. With AB out for sure.
Next game: Indianapolis Colts taking on the Houston Texans, and
spread game.
Another spread game. 10-point spread on this one. So,
give me the Texans. I'm calling them again, baby. Ooh. I'm calling them again, baby. The curse is back on. Let's ride.
Yeah, time to ride on the curse, baby.
Give me the Colts and give me Hilton with first touchdown because he loves playing the Texans.
T.Y. Houston, baby.
Yep. He loves playing the Texans.
He beats the hell out of the Texans. Even this year, he got injured and he still had like 4 for 80.
Yeah.
He got injured in the middle of the game.
He loves the Texans.
It is insane how that is.
Yeah.
Like, it is every year he goes absolutely. Like, what is it? Does he see the colors and he's like, oh, navy and red? Like, yep. I play so good around navy and red.
Bonkers on them.
Yeah, it's insane. Yep. Yeah, I think Indianapolis probably gets the spread too. I think they
I watched their Hard Knocks last night. Pretty good.
Still haven't watched it. I need to watch
third
it.
Week. They were talking
third
about the,
week.
No, it was not going to the fourth week. They did the Titans when they played the Bucks last week.
Okay. Well, they were losers in that one. Yeah. Philadelphia taking on the Jets, Jets. 7-point spread on this one. So, darn. The fun is not to be
had. This isn't going to be a Joe Flacco revenge game?
This is
Zach Wilson. Is he starting?
I think Zach Wilson's starting.
Yeah, he is starting.
And that means?
The Philadelphia Eagles probably win and cover threefold.
It's in New York, though.
It's in New York. Zach Wilson is going to go off.
You say you're sticking with the Eagles?
Did the Jets win last week? They did, right?
Yeah, I believe they did. Did they win?
They played against, who did they play, Miami or?
No,
they got throttled.
They got throttled? They?
No, hold on. I'm forgetting who. I thought New York had a good game. They did not play against, they did not.
The Eagles beat. Or the they lost to the Giants 13-7.
No, I'm talking about the Jets. The Jets.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember. Hold on, I'm trying to pull it up.
I know the Giants won last week.
They beat the Texans 21-14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did win last week. Yeah. Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor. You're Tyrod until you beat the Jets. So you're sticking Philly?
Yeah.
I'm right? going Philly as well.
You're going Philly as well? I will go Philly as well on this one, too. We all need to agree on one. Move on. Last one before we go to a break. Los Angeles Chargers taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. This is a 3-point game.
Should be a good game.
In Cincinnati. It should be.
These are teams that randomly get blown out for no reason.
50.5-point
Dude, who is it going to be this week? You could really flip a coin and screw intellectual discussion. It's not applied with the Chargers.
Well, Jamar Chase has taken like a bit of a back seat to where he was. That ball is finally hard to see for him because he's not been playing as well as he had.
T. Higgins blew up last week, right?
T. Higgins showed up. Joe Mixon, Mixon went crazy on the ground. He went crazy. Who is Bruno
going
to go
this
with?
Is going the this,
are you wanting to flip a coin?
I'm flipping my water plastic that I'm chewing on. This side is tails, and that is the Bengals. Bengals.
Okay, I feel like that was weighted on that side that it was going to go that way no matter what. Ray?
I'm going to go Bengals as well.
Oh, wow. Yep. I'm going to go the Chargers.
Oh, why? Why would you do that?
Because, honestly, it's a coin flip. It really is.
I know.
This one is hard.
I wanted to hear you say it.
Bengals at home, I don't know. It seems too good to be true right now for them. That's just really where it is. Chargers are a good team. When they turn it on, man, they turn it on.
But Bengals are playing their best football right now. Surprised you said that. All right. Yeah.
We'll find out next time on Dragon Ball Z. All right, we need to take a break. If you want to jump in, 615-844-5600. If you saw the Preds jerseys, give me a call because I want to hear it. I want to hear how you think these Preds jerseys look because I think they look like doo-doo caca. So back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. App, simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays and exclusive always on promotions.
They even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Such a range of betting options, player props, futures. You can find it at FanDuel Sportsbook. And right now, bet on any game. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back and if you don't win in your first bet. Site credit, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. You win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in that site credit. If you never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? What a great, great deal this is. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code GREGP. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code GREGP.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Life is already full of surprises, but your tuition shouldn't be one of them. While education costs rise in the U.S. every year, University of Phoenix is committed to protecting you from rising tuition costs with our tuition guarantee. We lock in your tuition so you can count on fixed, affordable tuition from the moment you enroll to the day you graduate from your program. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Champions Week is going down from Nashville, Tennessee. Everything from next-gen displays to the 16 playoff drivers, plus this year, the Truck Series and Xfinity Series champions will be honored in the same awards ceremony. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats and info, and Champions Week goodness right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
A little weekend bringing us back. Not quite the weekend. Tomorrow we'll be sending you to the weekend. And for majority of the listening audience and all of Nashville, probably not doing much because Titans aren't playing. So enjoy that. Enjoy that weekend off. All right, we're back to our Week 13 picks. Last we left off was the Los Angeles Chargers and Cincinnati Bengals. I took the Chargers. Ray and Bruno took Cincinnati. Bengals. Now starting off with a real hitter. New York Giants taking the Miami Dolphins.
Dolphins, baby.
Why?
They've been on a roll. They're cooking. Tua's real.
You're back in it? Are you in the Tua conversation?
Dude, I don't know. I don't know what to think about.
He looks good, man.
Yeah, I know.
He looks good. He looks like a good quarterback. And he's been doing it some really good defenses, too.
And they're playing the Giants.
Who has a okay defense. It's not great. But Daniel Jones not starting. Mike Glennon. Is Mike Glennon like secretly on like 14 rosters right now? I feel like every time there's somebody he's a backup, it's like Mike Glennon would be starting.
Why isn't Daniel Jones playing?
Ribs?
Okay.
Ribs, something like that?
I was about to say, ribs. Did he get benched?
Did you see the video, by the way?
He should.
Did you see the video of the guy who was rating all the quarterbacks if they were women? They did that photo.
I didn't watch it because it made me uncomfortable.
Don't tell me Daniel's number one.
No, number one is easily Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
He is beautiful as a man and as a woman. You got to give it to him, man. That dude is attractive.
Yeah, it's not fair. That's why he's average in football.
Yeah, it is. Because
you can't do that.
You know what? That's what you get, Jimmy Garoppolo. But yeah, you know,
it's funny. You told me the story. Yeah, your wife. She's like, who's that?
That's like literally never cares about football. Doesn't care. Called a player Peyton Brady. You know, like that's how much she really didn't know. And then she saw Jimmy Garoppolo and was like, now I'm paying attention to a game. And I was like, no. he's nobody. He's a janitor. Art kind of is a janitor.
Well, I mean, he does. Well, he also.
He works his best in garbage time.
He also dates porn stars, too.
So. Does he?
I'm pretty sure that was what he like hit him off in the news for a while.
Jimmy Garoppolo. Goat. John, you're taking the Dolphins.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do we get into that?
I think we're going to say I'll go for the Dolphins, right?
Are you?
I don't know.
You're going there? They are the 4.5-point favorite. Yeah, I'm going to go to the Dolphins. Mm. Sometimes I just want to see if I can coax you over to the other side. You know? Try to, because I'm you got to remember, we're all working against each other in this, too. This is a competition, and I want you to lose. Washington football team, red hot right now, it seems like. Taking on the Las Vegas Raiders, who are the 2.5-point favorite in this game.
Give me Washington, baby. Ah, playoff bound.
If the playoffs were right now, they would be in the playoffs. Yeah.
Stay hard.
Okay. hey, yo.
By the way, you were like, I wonder if that guy makes money, the crazy guy. And I saw the fat guy on a podcast, and guess who wasn't there? The crazy guy. So,
because they know, they're like, yeah, don't do that. It's like when, who was the, oh man, who's the actor? He did The Disaster Artist, making fun of that movie. Anyway,
he's going to be in a controversy for making fun. Like, he's definitely taking advantage of that homeless guy.
Yeah,
it's probably. It's gonna come out one day. It's gonna be
like a GoFundMe that does not go to that guy or something like that. It always happens. Ray, Washington or Las Vegas?
Well,
your heart says Washington.
No, it doesn't.
Oh,
I'm going Raiders.
Why is that?
Because the last 3 weeks that I've picked the losing team, the Washington football team has won. I picked them to win was 4 weeks ago when they lost.
So this is you're.
I'm not breaking your heart. I'm secretly trying to like play
you're
the opposite.
Your heart. Yeah.
Yes,
I will say every week. Bruno is picked against them. They keep winning. And now that he's finally like back on board on because also he hadn't said anything about it, but he picked up Taylor Heineke again on fantasy.
He did.
I saw he picked Taylor Heineke back up along with another quarterback, but I can't remember who it was. But I'm going the Raiders as well because I think Bruno just cursed himself. He just cursed his buddy.
What are you
Taylor.
Talking about?
I don't know.
I picked him last week.
Did you pick him last week?
Yeah. I was like, you know what? Whatever. Let's go. And then they came out and they beat who? Panthers, right?
Yeah. No. They came out and beat Seattle.
Oh, my
Monday
God.
Night.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, because it was whole Russell Wilson. I want to beat anything.
Whole Russ can't cook anymore. Baltimore taking on the Steelers. 4.5 favorites are the Ravens. They are the away team taking on the Steelers.
Yeah, give me the Ravens. Give me the Ravens. Give me the Ravens, baby.
Does
give
that
me the
feel
Ravens.
Safe, though?
Steelers and the Browns are like the same team. They can. I don't know. They're wild card at best.
I can't believe you did that, Zach. I can't believe you did that. You got into his head.
You
got into his head because now you're thinking about the.
That's a simple question.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Sounds
like I got into Ray's head.
No. I already knew what I was picking. Because it sounded like Bruno. It sounded like you were about to switch places there. I thought you were going to go with the Ravens, go away from the Ravens and go for Steelers.
No, I'm saying the Steelers suck.
Okay.
The Steelers are trash. Mike Tomlin is a, I'm not going to say it, a joke, but.
Okay, you said it.
I hate calling Super Bowl winning head coaches jokes because they did win the Super Bowl, but this guy is always just.
He's evil.
Yeah.
I mean, he's for sure evil. Like, got to give it to him. He will do anything to win. Like, he would probably push his own son down to, like, go get a win.
And big respect for that, but you're also evil.
It is so hot in here. I feel like I'm about to pass out. Ray?
I'm going to take the evil coach and the players who want to be TikTok celebrities.
You're taking Pittsburgh at home?
Yep.
What?
Ravens defense suck. I think
they are bad, man.
Najee Harris is going to have a field day, which would be music to Bruno's ears.
5 points last week.
Yeah.
Bruno
the Ravens defense is not as
did bad.
The Ravens defense is nothing
new. To me.
Huh? dagger. He just had to throw that dagger.
Anything to deflect the main point, right?
I mean, the main point.
Not about what have you done. What have you done lately, Bruno? And you lost to Ray.
The worst point margin in the league was me and Zach's game.
And you lost the worst player in fantasy in our league.
Didn't you lose to him also?
No.
Oh.
Dominated him. Dominated him.
I dominated
him. Byron. Anyway, Ray, who are you picking?
I am taking the Steelers because the Ravens defense is nothing like the Cleveland Browns defense.
Yes. How do you think Minka Fitzpatrick's going to do?
Well,
asking for a friend.
I don't know, man. I hope
because I had Duggar going on Monday Night Football.
I already planted my seed. I mean, I'm not going to help you because I want, just like you said, it's a competition. I want you to lose.
Yeah. I'm going to take the Ravens as well.
Fantastic.
I think they're going to get the win.
Lamar Jackson can throw 5 interceptions.
No, he had his worst game.
So bad. It was so bad.
It's not actually his worst statistical game he's had all in his
career. And he won. It's just like, it's only Lamar Jackson.
This guy, if he's not needing to poop, he sucks at football. That's a deep cut right there. Jacksonville taking on the LA Rams, boys. Take a guess at this. It is going to be a spread game. 13 points.
Oh,
LA has on a three-game skid.
Yeah, I know. They're not nearly as good as we think they are. But am I willing? That's
what about OBJ showing up, though, huh?
Yeah. I mean, he's there.
He had a great game last week.
Anyways, give me the do it. Do it.
Bruno. Do it.
I'm telling you to do it for me. I can't look.
Jacksonville.
I can't.
Bruno is down for Jacksonville. What an idiot. Bears are about to win by 50.
Yeah. Jacksonville has been horrible on the West Coast. Gimme Stafford. Get out of their slump. They're gonna get out of their slump and they're gonna smoke them this week.
Ray, I'm in agreement with you.
The Rams definitely think they're so hot, and
they will be this week.
Like, thank God we can just walk out there against the
Jags. Have you not seen what the Rams do against the worst teams?
Seen what the Rams have done recently?
No, they beat horrible teams bad. They just can't beat good teams.
They're like the opposite of the Titans.
Exactly. Exactly.
They're like, we should beat this team by a lot. Great.
Yeah, they beat horrible teams bad. That's why they lost to the Titans. Get out of here. Get out of here.
At the time, the Titans were great. That's when they had hope still. Hope. A lot of wolves have been running hope. All right, let's get over to, let's see, San Francisco taking on the Seahawks.
Okay, before we answer this question. Before we ask to make our predictions, Russell Wilson last year.
San Francisco!
Okay, Russell Wilson last year.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. It did not seem like he was like going to say something after talking about last year.
No. I just heard out there. Russell Wilson's last year?
Last year in Seattle?
Yeah.
Last year in Seattle.
Sorry, I should have gone.
He was talking about.
Could have asked that question better.
Yes. Sorry for all the listeners out there. Is this Russell Wilson's last year in Seattle?
Where's he gonna go? Chicago? Yes. They already missed that boat.
Well, he put a no trade clause to Philadelphia. But he would go to Philly.
Yeah.
I don't think he's worth it.
I saw
how many like 300-yard games he has, and it's impressive, but it's just I haven't seen it in the recent like in the NFL is what have you done for me league? And what has he done for anybody?
Well, I mean, you go to the beginning of the season, he was playing really well. He was playing really well. Now were they winning? Yes and no. They lost a game against the Titans that they should have won, right, early week two. But whenever he got hurt, he had that pin in his hand, and now that pin's out. It seems like he doesn't have confidence in his fastball, essentially. I think he ends up picking it back up, and I don't think he ends. I think Seattle signs a humongous deal with him to keep him to stay.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think
so. You don't think Seattle should be in, like, rebuild mode? They should reset? Do you think they're denying reality, thinking they're like, oh, we're still a good team?
They have good wide receivers. They need losing Chris Carson sucks. That was a big piece of their offense. They need to run the ball better, obviously. Russell was hurt. When is Russell ever – this was his first time missing a game, right? Like, he had not missed a game, and now he's missed a bunch due to injury. I don't think it's rebuild mode at all. They just need a few – if they had their guys stay healthy, I don't think they're in the position where they are. If Russ stayed healthy, if Chris Carson was able to stay healthy, I don't think they're in the position that they'd be in right now. So, no, I don't think this is like Russell Westbrook not playing good. I think it's just he's injured and they are hurt as a team right now. So.
Bruno, you think he stays? Goes?
I think he should stay because he can't go anywhere else.
Okay.
Unless he wants to go to
Jets. Other teams would take him.
Giants, he'd be a great fit there. Washington.
Denver.
Because I love Heineke. I just don't think Heineke is
you the long-term want Russell answer. In Washington. That's
no, I just don't think Heineke is a real – I don't think he's a long-term answer.
You're a fan. That's what you are.
He's literally outperformed this year.
So let's move on now to the picks of it. San Francisco at Seattle. 3.5-point favorites are the 49ers.
Niner gang. Seahawks are trash.
Yeah, Niners are going to run all over these guys.
Man, but see, just as bad as we've seen Seattle.
Make your pick, man.
Just as
Make
bad
your pick.
As we've seen
Make
Seattle.
Make your pick!
Hasn't Seattle, like, hasn't San Fran been just as bad at times? You know what I mean? Debo's not playing this game.
San Francisco is a team you do not want to face. I don't care that Debo Samuel's not there. He's going to miss his week.
I'm taking Seattle.
Kittle's back.
I'm taking Seattle. I'm going with Seattle. Kittle's been back. He was back last week and had one reception for 2 yards. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There's a lot of bad teams that play bad. If Seattle is able to get their air game going, like, it was strange to me that you target DK Metcalf one time through 4 quarters. That was strange. That made no sense, how you don't just force a target onto DK Metcalf.
Maybe it was just a good defense they're playing against all of a sudden.
But it's just try. You know what I mean? Just try.
He should have had that 2-point. He should have got the 2-point conversion. Should have gone to him.
It's. I think Seattle is not as bad as people are. People are selling the boat on Seattle real bad right now. I don't think it is.
So you're taking Seattle.
I'm taking Seattle.
At home. With the 12th man.
Seattle's surrounded by teams like the Jets and the Jaguars and the rankings. And Zach's like, it's all right.
Have you seen the draft for next year?
Yeah,
the first 10 picks?
I was about to say something about that.
There's only 6 teams drafting the first 10 picks.
It's awesome because next year's draft is terrible.
Yeah.
It'd be fitting that they would be on those picks.
You can have our first round picks.
Let's go to the F&M Bank phone line. Tony in Nolensville. Tony, how you doing, brother?
What's going on, guys? I know you're short on time, and I am too. So I just want to say this about the Titans. I want to talk a little bit about the Titans. You know what? John Robinson, when he came here, I was all excited. I really thought he was really going to be a hell of a GM. But, guys, he has went out and got more players that were past their prime. Bruno, you could probably elaborate on that. And the thing is, we've got some players now that we've got 4 wide receivers at the start of the year. Our top 4 receivers, they're all hurt right now. And we've got some injuries that with Tannehill throwing these interceptions and creating these turnovers or having these turnovers in the last 2 games, it's all because I think a lot of it is the receivers that on the field now have not been getting the reps early in the preseason and during the first part of the season. And when you're throwing to a spot and these receivers are not there, I just think a lot of times that's what's happening with the Titans. I think we're going to win the division by default. Do y'all agree with that?
I don't know.
No.
I'm not ready to seal it.
It in theory, they should. They have a high percentage chance of doing it, right? But it is – they just got to get past Jacksonville.
It's slim chickens.
Hey, good.
Zach, the next – after they come off the bye week, their next 3 games, they're setting up against the – in their first game against the Jags.
Yes.
So what better way to – you've had this bye week. You should be getting your players healthy. And then you got the Jags, which on paper you should beat. But, you know, we could say that also when they played the Jets and the Texans. But I just don't know where we're going after we get into the playoffs. Like I say, I think we're going in the division by default. But when we get past that, if we don't have AJ on the field at the same time with Julio, and then you've got your 3rd and 4th receivers in line, I just think we're in trouble right there. And, of course, I personally, and y'all can elaborate on this, I don't think Henry's going to be back. So where do y'all see where we're going to end up?
Yeah, I love your point, Tony, because I had the same one, like, discourse where it's like, oh, Derrick Henry's just going to have foot surgery and he'll be back to normal. Like, what? You think he's just going to walk back in and be like,
no, I got my ankle broke in high school, and I saw a lot of injuries in college when I played. And you're right, Bruno. You just don't come.
I sprained my ankle.
As great as medicine is today, you just don't come back and get back on the field and be what you were in the 3rd and 4th week of the season.
I sprained my ankle, and it was a problem for half a year. Like, and thank God I don't have to run. I, you know, offensive lineman, you step hard, but it's only like six steps. I couldn't imagine having to run, you know? So, yeah, big wake-up call coming for a lot of people. That's why I was like, this season's over. And they're like, it'll be bad for the playoff. Like, okay, with 1 foot. 1 foot.
I'm right there with you. I don't see. Early we were maybe being a projected, you know, into the AFC championship, maybe mm-hmm. in the semifinals, but we're going to be very fortunate to get past the first round.
Indeed.
And with, say that again, Zach.
I said indeed.
Oh, indeed, yeah. And I just, if we do anything past the first round, is going to be gravy. And, you know, it's like gravy on a biscuit. But at the same time, I just think we, the Titans, are in trouble as far as, like I say, they're going to win the division by default, but I don't see them getting much further past the first round. And like I say, you could elaborate on it. Zach knows the inside part of the game himself. And, of course, Ray knows it too. I mean, you don't have to be a tremendous football mind to see what's happening. These injuries, we're fortunate. We're very fortunate for having the Titans team still to be able to take a field with a good group of players that they've got left. I mean, Zach, how many injuries have they had now?
Numerous. I think they're going on 90-plus players that they've used in the season.
That's unbelievable, guys. That's unheard of.
Yeah. No, I think they've set the record already for most players used in a season. So it's
wow.
It's just
that's
tough.
Unbelievable.
It's just tough. Hey, Tony, I appreciate you calling in, brother.
Hey, guys. Thanks. It was great talking to you. Great talking to you. Always a great show. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you, brother. All right, we need to run to a break. When we come back, we'll finish up our Week 13 picks here on the Afternoon Stretch.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-640-7460. 800-640-7460. 800-640-7460. That's 800-640-7460.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful, adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Tri-State Orchid.
your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower, mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain, mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner. Sports Radio
segment of the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams. Zach Williams right now, that is, going through it.
So weird.
I have not ate enough or something, and I had way too much caffeine today.
He's bouncing off the walls.
In the middle of Tony's
calls.
He's
about to bust.
In the middle of Tony's calls, I was losing it.
Jumping jacks, stretching.
You're having a panic attack.
No, maybe I wasn't panicking.
It looked like it though. He's right.
I wasn't panicking. I'm not in pain. I'm just, my heart is going like.
That's a panic attack.
Is it?
Until you pass out. Yeah.
What am I panicking about?
I don't know.
My future?
No, your week 13 picks. No, I'm just kidding.
I swear Seattle loses.
I mean, it's kind of a coincidence. I talked about just absolutely torching you in fantasy. Right, and yeah. You start like,
get all nervous. That's how JB felt. John Burton felt when he was walking past the Hermitage Striking Spears. All right. We got two games left. Let's get through them in fabulous fashion. Sunday Night Football. Denver taking on Kansas City in Arrowhead.
Oh, baby. That's
Denver, by the way, is getting
easy.
Close to being sold right now, too, which is, I don't think that affects the team really at all. But
nope.
That money.
Kansas City.
You're taking KC?
Yep.
In Arrowhead on a primetime game. It just,
dude, that on. Place is. How come Nashville can't have it?
Sorry. Not even because I just laughed because of how you try to sell it to Brent. It's just hilarious. Continue on.
Does that not think that makes you think Ray's trying
I just wonder why Nashville can't have an Arrowhead. You know, it's it just looks so crazy at night on prime
time. Why can't Nashville put a good outdoor stadium?
The Titans should just play in that new one they're building.
Sounds are good, right? Like the Sound Stadium's good. I'm not taking anything away from that, but that's, you know, it's minor league. But you look at Vandy,
it's
Nissan Stadium, TSU Stadium.
Arrowhead is amazing.
It is amazing. How do teams not just redo that?
The aliens are going to find that thousands of years from now, and they're going to be like, what?
And the fact that it's right next to Kauffman Stadium.
It probably makes the Coliseum look like a peasant. Like,
oh,
you know,
yeah, for sure.
The height of civilization at that time, and we have Arrowhead Stadium. Anyways,
you also have iPhones now. And they know. Ray, you sound like you're wanting to take Denver.
No, I am definitely taking the Chiefs.
Oh, okay.
Possibly no Melvin Gordon this week? Who's got Williams on our fantasy league? Is it you, Bruno?
Who? Javonte Williams?
Yeah, do you have Javonte Williams? Oh.
I don't know who has Javonte.
For some reason.
I think Melvin ends up playing, though.
Really?
Yeah, I think he ends up playing.
I'm still going Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm going Kansas City as well. I think Denver's going to score some points. What's the spread? The spread on this game is, it was close, 9.5.
Oh.
I think I would take Denver on the spread.
All right, guys, I got a question for you. Okay. It's not in this league. Do I play Teddy Bridgewater or Taysom Hill tonight? I got two quarterback leagues.
Taysom Hill. I think Taysom Hill goes over, baby. I think he goes over.
Because, look.
I think it's going to be a shootout tonight.
Because I have Aaron Rodgers.
Let's go.
He's on a bye this week. And all I've got is Josh Allen.
I like Taysom Hill.
I like Dak. I like the over. I like the Cowboys. I like CeeDee Lamb. Anytime touchdown. Let's go. Hey.
You done? Shut up.
I want to go home.
We're almost there. I like Taysom Hill because Alvin Kamara is not there. So he is going to be involved in the running game. Like, Taysom is going to be involved in the
He affects Mark Ingram's more or less value at this point, right?
I think Mark Ingram's going to get his work in no matter what. He's pretty consistent to, like, you know.
But they have no receivers to throw to.
Well, that's why Mark Ingram's, I think, safe. But I think they're going to run the ball a lot with Taysom Hill. Designed runs. You're going to see a lot of the Taysom Hill of last season. That's the play. Like, when they changed everything when Drew Brees went down and it was this weird, like, Taysom Hill quarterback draw every time seemed like. I think they're going to keep that up. That's what they're going to do a lot against Dallas. Dallas defense has gotten a lot better from what it was last year, but it's still very beatable. And they're going to have to score points to keep up with Dallas.
I play Mac Jones? Mac Jones is available.
Nah, not against Buffalo.
Ugh.
Not against Buffalo.
Jared Goff?
Not ever.
Against Minnesota's 26 against the
Pats. Play Taysom.
I'd rather swallow a sword. Don't play Jared Goff. You know what? Play Jared Goff. I don't care. It's not my team. New England taking on Buffalo, speaking of Mac Jones.
And speaking of New England winning the game.
Really? In Buffalo?
Yes.
2.5-point favorites are the Bills.
New England.
All right. Bruno on Monday Night Football calling a shot. Ray, some Ray.
I'm going with Buffalo. They snapped the 5-game winning streak.
I think I'm going to go Buffalo as well. I like New England.
Idiots!
I think they're good, but I do think that Buffalo just ends up getting the win.
The reason why I feel that way is because of the fact that Bill Belichick struggles against mobile quarterbacks. He always has.
Yeah. Bill Belichick for years has made the Bills, Jets, and Dolphins his little baby boys.
That's so. Tom Brady.
It was never Belichick. Mac Jones just going off constantly now, and everybody's like, "Ah, no, Tom Brady was the reason they won."
Did you see what he trademarked today? What was it MJ10? Is that what it
TB12?
He's got MJ10.
That's kind of funny.
I'll tell you who loves the fact that Mac Jones is playing really well is stupid Alabama fans.
I was gonna say. Did you see that tweet from that conservative pundit?
No.
It was making the rounds. If you saw his account, you would know who it was. But it was like,
what's his name?
I don't know. Trust me, just type in Mac Jones and you'll see it. Ray, do it real quick, and you can put it up there for Zach. But basically, the tweet was like, I hate how white Christian athletes like Mac Jones get blackballed for people like guys like Justin Fields all the time. It is clear bait, right? Just clear bait.
Why do you hate Charlie Kirk, though?
He DM'd me that, and then 2 months later gets on our show feed and asks.
I remember that. Ray's typing in Charlie Kirk. Yeah, I totally type in Mac Jones, and it'll pop up, and we'll give this person proper credit. Just search for Mac Jones. Just hit enter.
Yes.
Yeah. Gosh, Ray. Ray was in IT before he got to us.
Keep scrolling down. You'll see it. Don't worry.
I wonder if we're actually going to find this before the show ends, because the show's going to end in like 30 seconds.
We have to.
Yeah, we might. It also might not, because all we're seeing is...
There it is.
Oh, here it is. Nick Adams. Incredible Christian champions like Mac Jones are always overlooked by NFL scouts for above-average athletes like Justin Fields. The NFL loves to blackball Christian athletes.
By the way, Justin Fields is also Christian. He just so happens to be black.
What a dumb...
No, go back to that tweet.
Oh, he just exited out of it. It's over.
I was
going to
say, click on his profile and see what the...
Who cares about that?
Well, it went viral. It was absolute. Everybody was talking about that tweet. And
it's viral COVID.
I was loving it. Okay. Yeah. Is the show over?
It is. You hear the music? No, you don't, because your headphones are on. Gosh. Everybody.
I said this would be our worst show ever.
Thursday is in the books. We will see you guys tomorrow. Remember, nobody's told you. I love you and you matter. We'll see you guys tomorrow here on Nashville Sports Radio. Have a great night, everyone.